This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Dear brothers and sisters, welcome back to our series, People of Quran, where every night I share with you a story about how one of our pious predecessors interacted with the Quran. So today, inshallah ta'ala, we're going to go through a story that involves an ayah also in Surah Al-Ma'idah, but later on in Surah Al-Ma'idah, getting into the seventh juz. And it's narrated by a young man by the name of Qabisa ibn Jabir. So Qabisa ibn Jabir, he's a tabi'i, he's from the second generation. He says that a group of us, young men, we went out one year as hajjaj. So we went out to do hajj, we were in ihram, and on our way to hajj, you know, every night we'd sort of take our camels around, we'd walk and we'd talk. So, you know, you can just imagine a group of young men that are just hanging out. They're in ihram, they're on their way to hajj, and they just take their camels and they walk around and they're talking. He says, one day a deer appeared in front of us. And so one of our companions, one of our friends, took a rock and he threw it at the deer and he hit him right in the head and he actually killed the deer. So he says, فَعَظَمْنَا عَلَيْهِ, you know, which really means we went off on him. Like all of us went off on him and told him, you know, what are you doing? You're in ihram, you just killed the deer for no reason. You know, what are we going to do? And he said, we thought of what to do. He said, then we remembered verse 95, the ayah in Surah Al-Ma'idah, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, particularly about a person who kills an animal in ihram, that they should sacrifice an animal similar to it. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَحْكُمُ بِهِ ذَوَا عَدٍ مِنْكُمْ, that they should seek out two just people amongst them to make that judgment, to basically judge how that, you know, that sacrifice is going to be carried out, what type of animal should be sacrificed, and so on and so forth. So he said, you know, we decided to take our friend to Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who was the Khalifa at the time. So we went to Mecca and we made our way to the tent of Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu. And when we got to him, this is a very beautiful part of the story actually, it's sort of a side note. He said that we found him sitting next to a man whose face was like qulbu fidda, which means whose face was like shining silver. And that was Abdurrahman ibn Auf radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So he said, we found him sitting with Abdurrahman ibn Auf radiallahu anhu. So it's perfect. We have two just witnesses right in front of us. So, we told our friend to speak and he spoke. And he told Umar ibn al-Khattab and Abdurrahman ibn Auf what happened. And Abdurrahman ibn Auf radiallahu anhu, after, you know, him and Umar talked for a little bit, he came back and he says, did you do this on purpose or did you do this by accident? Was it intentional or not? And the young man says, لَقَدْ تَعَمَّدْتُ رَمْيَهُ وَمَا أَرَدْتُ قَتْلَهُ. He said, look, you know, I intentionally threw the rock at the deer, but I didn't intend to kill it. Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu said, well, you know, that was irresponsible. So, you know, you had to have known that there was a possibility, if you're throwing a rock that hard right at the face, that there's a possibility of killing that deer. So Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, you know, that what I think you should do is you should go and you should sacrifice a sheep. It's the same size, if you will. So go sacrifice a sheep and give it in charity. And the sheep is the least of the animals to sacrifice when there is an offense in ihram. So, Qabisa continues and he said that we went on, me and my friend, taking the judgment of Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And as we're walking, I said to him, عَظِّمْ شَعَائِرِ. This is the overzealous youth now. He says, you know, عَظِّمْ شَعَائِرِ means don't take this lightly. Meaning, I think Umar was a little easy on you. He said, instead of sacrificing your sheep, you should sacrifice the camel that you rode here. So the young man says, really, are you sure? He says, yeah, I think that's what you should do because you have to take this seriously. Amir al-Mu'mineen went easy on you. So he goes and he sacrifices the camel that he rode on. When Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu heard about that, he was infuriated. So he came to us and he was holding his durra, his stick, and he poked him. He poked my friend and he said to him, you know, أَقَتَلْتَ فِي الْحَرَامِ وَسَفَهْتَ الْحَكَمِ. He said, first you killed while you were in ihram and then you disregarded the judgment of the judge. So what are you doing? You know, why is it that you did something that you were told not to do? So Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu then turned to the young man who's narrating this story and he said to Qabisa, you know, why did you tell him to do that? And I said to him, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, la uhillu laka al-yawma shay'an yahrumu alayka minni. Meaning, you know, I don't make anything permissible of myself to you that Allah has forbidden. Meaning, you know, don't hit me with your stick, don't punish me or do anything of that sort. Then Umar gave him a golden advice. He said to him, listen to me. He says, إِنِّي أَرَاكَ شَابَ السِّنِّي. I see you as a young man. فَسِيحَ الصَّدْرِ. You have a big heart, meaning you're someone that's very forbearing. He says, بَيِّنَ اللِّسَانِ. You have an eloquent tongue. He says, وَإِنَّ الشَّابَ يَكُونُ فِيهِ تِسْعَةُ أَخْلَاقٍ حَسَنَةٍ وَخُلُقٍ سَيِّئٍ. There are some people, young people, that have 9 great traits, 9 good characteristics, but then they have one flaw, you know, one bad characteristic. He says, فَيُفْسِدُ الْخُلُقُ السَّيِّئِ الْأَخْلَاقِ الْحَسَنَةِ. He says that one bad trait, that one bad characteristic, spoils the other 9. فَإِيَّاكَ وَعَثَرَاتِ الشَّبَابِ. He said, you know, be careful of not falling into the pitfalls of young people. SubhanAllah, and that's a very powerful advice that Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu gave, that you know, you might have 9 great traits, but that one bad trait will spoil all 9 of them. And so it's important for us to watch those bad traits, to not be overzealous, to learn from our elders, to learn from the wise, to learn from those around us, and try to better ourselves, inshallah ta'ala, so that we don't have bad characteristics that would spoil our good characteristics. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to allow all of us to have good character and to not allow bad character to spoil our good deeds and to spoil whatever we've been able to build and present to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inshallah ta'ala, I will see you all next time on our series, People of Quran. Jazakumullahu khairan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.